New Millennium Entertainment presents Jackson's Dilemma by Iris Murdoch. Read by Juliet Mills. Edward Lanyon was sitting at his desk in his pleasant house in London in Notting Hill. The sun was shining. It was an early morning in June, not quite midsummer. Edward was good-looking. He was tall and slim and pale. He was very well dressed. His hair, slightly curling, thickly tumbling down his neck, was a dark golden brown. He had a long, firm mouth, a rather long, hawkish nose, and long, light brown eyes. He was 28. His beautiful mother had died of cancer when he was 10. He had seen her die. When he heard his father's sobs, he knew. When he was 18, his younger brother was drowned. He had no other siblings. He loved his mother and his brother passionately. He had not got on with his father. His father, who was rich and played at being an architect, wanted Edward to be an architect too. Edward did not want to be an architect. He studied medieval history at Cambridge. Informed by his father that he should now earn his living somehow, he joined a small academic publishing house which dealt with the kind of books Edward liked. Unknown to his father, he employed himself at publishing for only 2 mornings a week, devoting the rest to reading and attempting to write historical novels, even poems. When Edward's father died, Edward shed tears and wished he had behaved better to his father, who had left him the house in Notting Hill, and the estate, and the handsome house in the country. The name of the house was Hatting Hall.